to me, music is music. I went to hear a friend of mine last night, Adam Geppel, play at a place called 54 Below. It's underneath the old Studio 54. And he wrote a show called Light in the Piazza. And he had two singers sing some of this music. And I'd had somewhat of a difficult day yesterday, and I was just sitting there listening with my friend. And in the middle of these songs, I just could not stop weeping. I was overwhelmed with emotion. The tears kept coming. The body kept vibrating. And I have never had any other artistic form do that to me. It unlocked me. It unknotted me. It brought me back to life. I don't know many things that can do that on this planet, that have that power.
How did you find the experience of learning these Arabic songs? Did they seem very different, or did they seem to resonate with you?
Well, these songs were completely foreign to me, the Arabic songs. I certainly never had heard them, and I only learned a little bit of Arabic recently for the television show I work on called Homeland, where my character on occasion speaks in Arabic. So I have Arabic tutors, and I've been learning some Arabic words, but I had not learned any Arabic songs. So I began learning them, which was a great comfort and joy to me as these songs started to get into my bones, my brain, and my being. And now I know three Arabic songs, and I'm incredibly proud to know them. And thrilled to know them. And an Arabic gentleman came up to me on the street and wanted to talk to me the other day. He was a fan, and I said, listen to this. And I said, Hamilul hawa taibu yastakhifuhu tarabu in baka yahukku lahu laysama bihi laibu. And he just beamed, and he looked at me like I was speaking magic. And I went, I know more. And I was so excited, and I haven't been this excited about performing material since I learned my Yiddish song. It's connecting to everything that I want to be connected to. It's a magical journey.
It's about music, but it's about more than music.
So much more than music. It's about living. It's about humanity. It's about ending the conflict. It's about bridging the gap, not being afraid of things we're all afraid of. It's about healing the world.
Is there a way to describe what this can accomplish besides creating a wonderful concert?
I think it's part of a large, ongoing fabric of communication and of tikkun olam, repairing the world, of ending the conflict that is in the Middle East, of a movement that is being expressed in many different forms. The movie right now, the documentary, The Gatekeepers, is a watershed event in documentary motion pictures that addresses the conflict in a way that nothing so far has been able to touch. And it's our job. You know, you don't have to be part of the Knesset or the Israeli populace or the Palestinian people to create a peaceful solution. We're all human beings, we all live in this world, and we're all connected to that part of the world, every one of us. And it's important that we figure out, as corny as it sounds, what we can do in whatever it is we do. So you're doing a radio program, I'm an entertainer, and so I put together with some wonderful other entertainers and musicians a program bridging the cultural gap, healing the cultural wounds that we were not responsible for. Our ancestors participated in this hurt, and we're trying to not pass it on to future generations. We're trying to pass on music and harmony and melody and lyrics about getting together and not being afraid and living together. And we're trying to sing a song together, as simple as that is. as difficult as it has been for so many.
It seems as if it's about being able to talk to people, and music is one way to do that, that enables people to communicate without doing it on a political stage.
Yes, music has a power that is unexplainable. When I learn these Arabic songs, because I'm part of the Hebraic tradition, and my Hebrew ancestors never taught me any Arabic songs, my parents, my Hebrew school teachers, and finally at 60 years old, I learned three Arabic songs, and my heart smiled, and I felt better, and I felt more complete. And I certainly learned what the words I was saying meant, and I have the translation, and I know what I'm saying, but it's the sound of the Arabic word that makes me happy. It's hearing those words coming out of my mouth, my Hebrew American Jewish mouth, that I've been starving to death for those words. And the irony is that the Arabic words and the Hebrew words of some songs like Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu, where both Arabic and Hebrew are sung together, with the repetitive word of shalom and salam, both meaning peace, both these words come from Aramaic, which is the original language that Hebrew and Arabic derive from. And the irony of that is extraordinary. You know, so here we are, and I get to be part of this this concert. I'm so thrilled they asked me. I'm so thrilled that I had the time and energy to learn this music, and I can't wait to give birth to it with my friends and fellow musicians and people who are my neighbors in all parts of the world, both here and there.
You're now in Homeland, this political thriller. Does your work on that show change the way you think about how people should communicate about other subjects besides music?
It doesn't change the way. It enhances what I've always felt, that all people should be able to communicate, that the most important thing is that we're human beings and we all have that in common. We're all part of humanity. And it's not our differences that are to be gone over and over and over again. The search needs to be for what we have in common. Music we all have in common. Breathing we all have in common. Eating and making love and needing connection we all have in common. And so it absolutely enhances it to be in a piece like Homeland that discusses the lost art of listening that is the modern-day Romeo and Juliet of the Middle East conflict and the West together, played out in this very interesting novelistic television series that these writers have given us. But it's about family, Homeland. It's about learning how to listen again. When we live in America and our Congress has lost the ability to listen to each other, when they shout at each other, when they're rude to each other, when our elected officials, who are essentially the elected heads of the communal dinner table, the world's dinner table, if they don't speak to each other and listen to each other, what does it teach the children of the world? And music helps to heal that wonderful writing, like Homeland and the stories of great novelists and playwrights and filmmakers like Tony Kushner's Lincoln, bring about goodness, bring about people learning that people can bridge their differences, that they can learn to eliminate their conflicts, that they can come together and live as one people. By Tony Kushner's focus on the fight for the 13th Amendment, by my focus on trying to learn Arabic songs and sing them with Muslim and Christian, Palestinian and Syrian and Israeli musicians, together with American, Christian and Jew, that's the world I want to be living in.
Are there any musical examples?
I sang you a little bit of Hamilu Hawataibu. I can sing you a little bit of another one, a beautiful song we're going to do that I've learned is called Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu. And in Hebrew, it means peace will come upon us, and that phrase is repeated. And then in Arabic, we say the same word, peace, in Arabic. And it will come upon us and on everyone. And the repetitive line is salam, salam, which means the same in Hebrew, shalom, shalom, which is peace, peace. And the song goes, without my musical friends, Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu, Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu, Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu Ve'al Kulam, Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu, Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu, Od Yavo Shalom Aleinu Ve'al Kulam. Salam Aleinu Ve'al Kol Ha'olam. Salam, 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 aleinu ve'al kol ha'olam, salam, salam. And then we get going.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.